The following was recorded in front of a live studio audience at the Studio 21 Podcast Cafe. This is the United Podcast Network.
If you're building, or buying, or selling a home, the Real Estate Crew's got news for you at the Real Estate House Party.
With attorney Rick Carter.
Real Estate House Party.
Paralegal Kathy Holsthausen.
Real Estate House Party. Come in, have fun.
And comedian Tony V. Now, here's real estate attorney Rick Carter.
Welcome, and thanks for joining us here on the Real Estate House Party. And we are lucky again to have Lenny
Clark.
Is Tony
ever coming back?
I don't know.
Tony, we miss you.
I know.
We need you.
Come on,
I know.
Tony.
So last few shows, we started throwing out, we're at the point where I just throw out buzzwords and names of people. At the end of the show, maybe we'll throw out the name of Tony V and see what your thoughts are on Mr. V. But for
Fantastic.
Now, we got a lot to get to. So I always have on my bucket list a bunch of projects I'd love to do. One I've talked
Oh, my
to.
God.
No,
I'm
no, no,
exhausted.
No,
I got to go.
No, we got two things that's on my mind. We got to do a comedy show on a real estate closing attorney.
Right. Oh, by the way.
What happened? So focus on the thought for
I know.
Us before we
Who actually is your favorite real estate attorney?
I have to be Rick Carter.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Bang! You got the right answer.
It.
I have to be.
Yeah.
You hesitated for a minute.
No, I was looking at you and I'm going paralegal.
Okay, then who's your favorite real estate paralegal?
It'd have to be you.
Okay.
What do you know? Come on.
You know, you're actually one of the only Clarks I haven't done a closing. You were in one closing. I think you were signing for one of your nephews.
Right.
That was entertaining.
Oh, my God.
So this was in the old days when I know we're already off track here. It was the old days when everyone used to go to the closing. So you have it downstairs. Yeah. There's like six closing tables.
Right.
Lenny starts getting up and entertaining all six closings.
Yeah, remember the closing that we had that you were on a tight schedule and the entire extended family came to the closing.
Oh,
and
yeah.
They wanted to know where lunch was.
Oh, my God.
I'll tell you where lunch is.
Rick, I don't serve lunch at a closing.
It's in your new house.
I still, it makes me laugh, but then they all wanted water. Rick's like, where are the cups? You know, for 10. Water for 10.
We'll have to add that to our list. We learned a lot of new expressions from you last time.
What else do you got?
What did we learn? Permanent visitors. We
permanent
one.
Visitors.
So that you could, what did you call them? Newcomers?
Newcomers.
Yeah. Newcomers. Permanent visitors, though. So, all right. So that's the first thing we got to do.
Permanent undocumented visitors?
Now, who would our cast be? I think you're going to be the real estate attorney on this English comedy show.
Oh, my God. I see where you're going.
I know. Oh. I think
And I'm
going to
be Donna.
Yeah, you'll be Donna.
Donna.
Yeah.
And Tony V was in a show with Steve Sweeney. He did a show, Killing Steve Sweeney.
Oh, I did that movie too.
You did too, but Tony V was the broker in it.
Tony was fantastic.
So we got to have him as the
Tony's
broker.
Tony's a great actor.
He is good. He's really good.
He's going to have the circus outside the open house, right?
Right. Oh, yeah, yeah,
oh,
yeah.
Oh, that's
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That's pretty.
He's going to have
maybe have mud wrestling for.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. He's going to have the holograms
offers.
And all that.
Yeah.
So, all right. So let's work on those two projects. Well, that's the first project. The second project, which I'm really serious about, why don't they have a documentary about you?
Oh, God.
No, seriously.
Well, we'd have to wait till a few more people die.
Yeah.
And then we think about it, though. You know all – I mean, all –
Well, we could start working on it now.
All sorts of sports owners and players.
You know what? When I first started doing comedy, I started getting a name for myself. All the players from the major sports would come into the show.
Yeah, yeah.
They'd go, oh, my God, John Hanna. I mean, I met with friends with John Hanna. You know, Kevin McHale.
You made John Hanna laugh? He doesn't laugh about anything.
Oh, I made him laugh like crazy. And then, Larry Bird, and
Bobby Orr,
the greatest ever.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
We could do the scene, the freezer scene. Let's just recap that for people that didn't, because it literally made me laugh for seven straight days.
When go ahead.
The Chinaman Chun Li, Chinese ethnic, right? he said, Lenny, you be boss. I said, no, man, I'm not gonna be. I suck at money. I'm not good at this. I got a guy. So I hired my brother Mike, and Mike became the thing. And he turned the place into a gold mine.
Yeah,
and broke for all these years. Jokes. He kept it up and it was unbelievable.
The two of you probably did it to Boston Comedy. No, go ahead.
He said to me, I was drinking, really.
Came in higher than a kite.
I came high as a kite. He says, hey, man, you're not going out tonight.
Was this Mike?
I says, you just got I just got you the job, man. I says, you're my little brother. I go on when I want to go on. And he goes, no, you're not going out tonight. He walks away. And he talks to Gavin. Gavin says, hey, man, come on. So we're going to cooler. We're doing lines. And Gavin goes, hey, man, I'll be right back. I go to the bathroom. I said, okay. So he goes out. I'm doing a line, and I hear click. And I went, so now I'm banging on the door, and I'm pushing that pedal, trying to, let me out. I'll show them. I started drinking champagne, wine, beer, whatever was in there, vodka. I passed out. They finally let me out. They go, the shows were over. They did three shows. I didn't make any of them.
And you weren't.
And you got the paddy wagon to the rehab.
Oh, my God. I had the paddy wagon take me from my apartment to the gig one night. Ladies and gentlemen, 1 o'clock, the paddy wagon doors open, and I come right out, right up on stage. The cops used to drink with us. I said, you know what time you close? We said,
did you give them tickets and stuff like that to get them all in?
Get them whatever they want. Yeah. Are you kidding me? I'm a friend of the blue. Always have been.
Yeah.
Big friend of law enforcement. Friend of the Jews. Which is not a big thing now because we're turning on the porch. When I was a kid, my mother wouldn't even let us use the word Jew. It was Jewish. Sign of respect, you know? And Lenny Clark, friend of the Jews. I married a Jew.
You married one.
I was in the tribe. I know your secrets. Don't mess with me. I'll expose you. Now, what happens, I married a red-headed Jew from Alabama. You know, who saw that coming? Happened to be a Playboy model, a cocaine dealer. But, hey, for the first 6 weeks, it was heaven.
So what was the best trait about her that where was it? The coke dealer or the Playboy bunny or
redhead.
The redhead or what did it?
And the curtains matched the drape. What happened was she was absolutely gorgeous and a nice person.
Yeah, yeah.
And you know
what happened? We'll talk about it later.
No, that's
she
okay.
She slept with a coke dealer into the Playboy Mansion.
I was going to the Playboy Mansion all the time, and
and
the coke. It was just
you had to give it a break.
And it was both our first marriage, you know?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No.
And I don't blame her. I don't blame her. And I've made amends to her, too. How about that?
Yeah. What'd you do?
I apologize.
Well, you still talk to her?
Only when she's looking for money. She's a great person. She's a great person.
Right,
wish her nothing but the best. I mean that. And I can say that. Because when I first got sober, I'd go to AA. Go that. Filthy, you know, every word, you know, that you can't say even on an open house party. And they go, Lenny, you can't talk like that about her. And I go, well, you can't talk like that about anyone. And I go, you've got to pray for her. Pray for that big champion, cost me millions. I like that. My God, I take her to heaven now. You know, that was my prayer.
I can't. Does your current wife or your wife that you...
My last wife. That's what we're calling it. The last one.
Okay.
Because if this one goes, I'm not getting married again.
What's her name?
Jennifer.
Very nice, Jennifer.
How does she put up with you?
I don't know.
Okay.
She is the sweetest, most wonderful girl. Thank you for saying that.
No, and
you're very sweet too. This is just an act.
It's a facade.
Yes, it is.
No, I mean, I try. Listen, I've always said, you treat me good, I'll treat you better.
Right.
You F with me, I'll follow you home and burn your house to the ground. I mean, because don't mistake my kindness for weakness. I'm a very sick man. There are a lot of people in here, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, and I'm not the smartest guy in the room, even when I'm the only guy there. Because I tell you what, there are problems.
Let's back up for a second. This is how Lenny is off the air. Actually, it's even more so.
I know, but
stories we get off the air.
My problem is, like, if you come home from work, you've had a... Is she a fisherman or...
She's a singer-songwriter, charter fishing
she's
boat
captain.
She's
a captain, right?
Captain. I'm sorry, Jennifer.
And she is a monster captain. Like, I go down to the docks, old guys go, you going fishing, Lenny? I go, nope, but my wife will kick your ass. And she goes out hundreds of miles for tuna. We went out there one time, right? And we were filming some show with Who was the guy who did the first Super Bowl? His name, his voice. You remember him?
I do remember.
Wild World of Sports. Kurt Gowdy. Kurt's kid said, we'll do a show. You do a fishing show with us. I said, I really don't have interest. We'll use your wife's boat. And I go, I'm in. Right? So we go out fishing for sharks. I mean, this is crazy shit. Yeah.
Really?
But she is a kick-ass fisherman.
Oh, she knows what
so
she's
we're
doing.
Out, we're over 120 miles off Cape. Off the vineyard, you know, and you can't see anything. I mean, you don't even see other boats. And I'm going, oh shit! And all of a sudden, Captain Jen, turn two, and I don't know what that means. Bring the boat around. A nuclear powered sub had surfaced.
No,
and when they come up, they make a wave like 6 feet high,
wow.
And it comes right. And if you're this way, it'll flip the boat.
Right.
You go into it or run. And I'm going, run, Captain, run. You know, I mean, geez,
really?
Oh, unbelievable.
Did you see it surface?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
500 feet long. That's like almost 3 football fields long. These things are big.
So the thing is, if she comes home and she's had a tough day at sea, right?
Yeah.
And you start cracking jokes, like, aren't you afraid she's just going to turn around and punch you right in the face?
No, and I'll tell you why. Because everything – see, I'm not funny. I'm insane. I mean, there are they've taken papers out on me. I'm certifiably insane. Yeah. And like people go, oh, yeah, it's funny. Like, a lot of times I'm dead serious what I'm saying. You know, and people laugh and they go, oh, you're so funny. And rather than explain, no, I mean that. They go, I laugh with them. I'm nuts. You know, yeah. So she, you know, she puts up with it, you know, because she's out at sea a lot. You know
right.
what I mean?
All right.
So it works.
Back to the documentary then.
Yeah.
We got to get all this in a documentary.
Harvard University did a documentary about me and my coke wife, the Jew.
Really?
The Playboy model.
Jew. Oh, I didn't know that.
That one with the red hair.
Yeah.
They spent like $45,000 following me around for a month. This was 39 years ago.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
And it was called Fame, Ferd, and Other Four-Letter Words. And she had moved up here from Alabama with a moving truck because she had said that I was going to marry her. And I went, I don't remember that. Your Honor.
That's not what I said.
I had to get a buddy of mine to move out of his apartment to let – let me be live with her for a month for the movie. And he said, okay, if I could be in the movie. You know, people love being in movies, you know. And I mean, I'm excited about this, you know, open house real estate party.
Real estate house party.
Real estate house party. And after this, I'm going down to Florida where I'm getting into elderly porn. Yeah. Oh, I'm big at the Villages. They love me on it. But
you be careful down at the Villages.
A lot of sexual diseases.
My mother told me that.
Oh, yeah. Those hot tubs are like herpes cauldrons.
Yeah. Yeah, no, they have the highest STD rate in, I think, the whole country.
Wow.
Yeah, because look at, they're all elderly. What are they going to do? You know, yeah. Oh, what am I going to die?
Elderly. I just think it's like over 55 community. And if you're calling anybody over 55 elderly, you're taking out a whole population of fun-loving people.
Listen to me. I'm 70. I'm full-blown elderly. I can ride the T for a dime. I don't give a shit. I mean, I could murder someone. What are they going to give me, 7 years? I go, God, Your Honor, add it on. I won't make it for 5. You know, it was a mistake. I didn't know the gun was loaded. I didn't even know it was a gun. I'm old. I'm elderly. I thought it was just
a little crazy. Right?
All right, so you did a documentary one time.
Right. It wasn't about me. It was about...
Yeah.
Well, I guess it was about me.
But I mean, think of who you've met over the years. More people than any of us will ever forget. You know all the owners of the sports teams around
here. Oh, well, this is what I was saying. I used to be, when I was becoming somewhat of a name in Boston, all the players would come see me.
Yeah.
And it was great because I get free tickets, go to games, hang out with them. But they either retire or leave.
Right.
Then I became friends with the owners.
Right.
And they never leave.
No.
And I have been treated to the greatest.
I saw your CC the other day at the Celtics.
Oh, God. Well, I mean, not just now, but I mean, 5-6 Super Bowls. I mean, and then the Stanley Cup. Although I've been to the finals in the NBA win. I've been to the World Series win.
Oh,
I've been to the.
They got to get
I've
you there.
To, I've been to basketball. Baseball, basketball, football, I've never been to a seventh game for the Stanley Cup.
That's all right. We're hoping you get there for
I hope we get there now. No, no, no. I've done the Souths.
We want you to get there again.
Oh, yeah.
Sounds like you're a lucky child.
Well, listen, I was courtside on the Celtics when they beat the Lakers, and ooh. I yelled, and Kobe went by, and I'm courtside, and I go, keep moving, you rapist. And this Cambridge woman goes, alleged rapist. Keep moving, you alleged rapist.
You said that?
Yeah, oh, God, yeah.
He must have heard you.
Oh, everyone heard me. The whole stadium heard me.
So that's where the crazy part comes in.
Oh, right? I remember I met that Nancy Kerrigan.
Nancy Kerrigan?
She wasn't nice at all. You know what I mean?
Oh, really?
She's beautiful. I'll give it a beautiful, great scan. Yeah, so I said, hey, Nancy Kerrigan. She pulled me off. I go, Oksana Bayou! Oksana Bayou! Because that hurt her more than the one who broke her leg. You know, because she lost. She lost Oksana Bayou. Oh, yeah. And I'm a hometown guy. What are you going to give me? Oh, forget about it.
Let me tell you a couple of ventures I've had with Lenny, and this is going to lead me all. This is going to be a long introduction to Spygate.
Oh,
because I promised we were going to say that. So one time, our title insurance people got us tickets. I brought Lenny and Mike to a Red Sox game. This was years ago.
Right.
How many years ago?
Six or seven. I don't know. Okay. I lost years with COVID.
Right.
Six could be 16, but whatever.
Okay.
I remember it was cold.
That was my point.
Freezing cold.
So I had to stay with first.
So is it the fall or early?
I don't know.
Late fall.
Yeah.
So was it a playoff game?
It was not. It was just a regular game.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay.
Sorry.
Nighttime.
What were you
freezing.
Wearing? Did you have to go across the street and get, like,
I had a thong. Big mistake.
This is like if you ever do a magic trick with her, it's impossible because she still. But anyway, let me get back to the story because I have to get to the Spygate story. All right?
Okay.
So I'm there with Lenny and Mike, and I have to stay with First American, all right, because they got us the tickets. They're trying to wine and dine me. And these two are like holograms. I look over here. No, I look over here. They're there. And then I look over here to First American. I look back. They're gone. About 10 minutes later, Mike gives me a call and says, hey, Rick, how you doing? I go, it's freezing out here. How are you guys doing? Him, right?
Yep.
Mike and Lenny are sitting in John Henry's box.
Oh, my God.
Said, look over.
So this brings me to my Spygate story.
Yeah.
Aren't you at a box with...
Oh, I mean,
with John Henry.
Oh, yeah.
At another time.
Right. He invited me to a game because he wanted me to meet one of his friends who was dying to meet me. And I go, probably a billionaire, you know, because they travel in herds.
You know
what I mean?
Yeah.
I have 5 billionaires on my phone that I can call and they pick up. And if they don't,
so you're not going to knock one of those off to my number.
Hey, look, I had 1 billionaire friend who owned Roma, the soccer team, and John Henry, who owned Liverpool, the soccer team. And they came to Boston to play at Fenway Park, and they both invited me. You know what I did? I didn't even go.
Oh, yeah.
To either one.
You know, no, I'm not breaking up my friendships. So, I mean, people go, well, I hate billionaires. I go, that's why you don't have a billionaire friend. You hate them. You
don't I don't have any billionaire friends.
Well, you know, I can tell you, they're nice. I went to dinner with a billionaire. 16 people, the bill came to $43,000.
Wow.
I said, let me get that, nigga. Really? And they went, no. I can't even pay the parking valet. You kidding me?
Said, oh, that's so nice.
Yeah,
go ahead.
That'd be a hard credit card.
I mean, what did that billion, we don't want to mention names, but where did he make his money?
Oh, finance.
No, I know what you mean. Yeah. Stock investments.
All right, so getting back to the spyware.
All right, so
I said, okay, so we go to the game, and they're playing the Yankees, you know, and Jennifer, we go in, and it's John and some other people. There's two bartenders, a guy cutting meat, another guy shucking oysters, another guy standing next to this gray machine. I walked up to him, hey, man, what's with that? He goes, oh, so that's a pants presser. I start taking my pants off. I'm like, buddy, stop it. Like, baby, I just want to look good for you. Look at John Henry's crease. You can cut a sandwich on that. I mean, so now I don't do
it. I'm taking off his pants.
As about the third or fourth inning, we're beating the Yankees, and John Henry comes over. Lenny, this is my friend, Steve Martin, Lenny Clark, and I.
I love Steve Martin.
Oh, how can you not love him?
I love him.
The Steve Martin.
How did you not know it was him?
He didn't tell him.
He didn't tell me.
He says he just wanted to meet him.
He's a friend that's dying to meet you. Yeah, so yeah. Steve comes over. Says, hello, Lenny.
But you didn't recognize him in the box?
He wasn't in the box when I came in.
Oh, okay.
Are they focused?
Yeah. I said it was the third or fourth inning. Steve didn't get there on time.
Oh,
Steve,
I love Steve, him.
Of course you do. Everyone loves him. It's not the love. He's fantastic.
Yeah.
So he says, Lenny, I saw your movie last night about your life. What was that? When Stand Up Stood Out.
Great movie.
People went, where'd they get all those tapes? People tell me, I have some stuff.
Yeah. That's a great movie.
So I enjoyed it. He said, yeah, you're just – I said, wait, honey, get over here. So I said, tell her. I was just telling her husband how amazing he is, how talented. I said, go ahead, get out of here. So as he's talking to me, my phone goes off, and it's Bill Belichick. And I said, oh, jeez. So I put him out. He said, aren't you going to take the call? I go, nah.
I'll call him later.
I said, listen, he's a needy guy. So I thought he'd laugh. He's just, oh, my God. So we're talking, and I'm asking about his artwork because I'm familiar with his artwork. He's got, like, incredible art. So the thing, but Monet's and Van Gogh, I mean, he's got all sorts.
He loves it.
So anyway. The phone rings again, and it's Belichick. He goes, Lenny, but I don't feel comfortable. You're not taking the call. I go, geez. I said, but I've known Bill 25 years. I'm trying to get to know you. He goes, take the call. We'll have breakfast tomorrow. I go, promise you. Hello? He goes, yeah, Lenny, it's Bill. I say, hey, Bill, what's up? He says, I need a favor. I go, see. So I put him on speaker. And he goes, yeah, you need something, Bill? I need you to speak to the team. I said, okay, Bill, I'll come down. I'll speak to your little team. You just set it all up with Mike.
Speak to your little team.
Down, right? So they won the two or three Super Bowls at this point.
Right.
So he goes, I don't think you understand. It's what he goes, now? I said, you want me to come now?
No.
I said, Bill, you know, I am in John Henry's booth with Steve Martin fawning over me, and we're about to get our pants pressed. I said, you're not going to leave this. He goes, oh, man, I really need it. Steve Martin's going, go. I said, all right, what do I got to do? He says, there's a car waiting for you behind home plate. I go, how'd you know where I was? You know, I said, I know everything. And Steve Martin's going, he does. He knows everything. So now, I said, all right.
Steve Martin must have been pretty impressed.
He was blown away.
Yeah.
So he says, honey, have fun with Steve and everyone else. I got to go do a favor for Bill. So I get downstairs. I get in the car, and they drive me down to the stadium. We drive by the stadium to a hotel that Bill has sequestered the entire hotel just for the team. Now, the people aren't even going. They have blimps and helicopters, every iPhone, every podcast. In the world when podcast was moving, right? So now I get out of the car.
You didn't tell what's happening.
I get out of the car and the lights hit me and everything. And they're all going, who's that? And they all at the same time, nobody. So I walk in and there's Bill's assistant, Parrish, with a video camera. I go, give me that. And there's Bill. Bill goes, you ready? I go, for what? I don't even know what I'm doing here. Come on, you got to talk to the team. So we go up and we go into a conference room. It's the entire team, the world champion, New England Patriots, up at a team meeting. I'm going, oh, and they lock the door, and I go, oh my God.
What is this?
So now, so Bill's up there screaming, swearing, you who screwed up here? Tom Brady goes, it was me. Well, don't do it again, Brady. I go, oh my God, he's yelling at Tom Brady, right? So now he goes, we've had the worst week in football of our lives. He says, I thought we should bring in a motivational speaker. I said, oh, this is going to be great. He goes, Lenny Clark. I go, it's me. So I get up there. Evidently, a picture's worth 1,000 words. This video camera cost the coach $250,000. Who's the nitwit that didn't hit delete? I said, got grabbed by a security guy. That's a step above a parking lot attendant. What are you, stupid? So the kid was in the room.
So this is what happened. So Spygate. I don't know if you ever remember Spygate.
Yeah, when they were.
He was supposedly, allegedly filming the other team's
plays and mouthing, right?
Right. Yeah. So now they got, you know, bagged and they're being called out on it. And this is when Lenny has to come in to give a team speech because the whole team's there. Team's in disarray. It's probably the worst.
I'm mad because I love Bill and we're pals. We've been pals for 25 years. But I'm trying to be friends with Steve Martin, you know? I mean, it could be very advantageous.
Who doesn't want to be friends with Steve Martin?
It could be advantageous in the long run. So now I tell this joke and it just lays there. And I go, well, fellas, that joke works. I've told that joke 50 years. It's never failed me. He goes, Coach told us that joke yesterday. I said, what? I said, we're here because you're stealing signals. Now you're stealing my jokes. What kind of a, you know?
But didn't you tell, and I think you just said it, didn't you tell the guy who did take the tape, I mean, was recording it improperly?
Yeah.
Why didn't you just hit the delete button?
Yeah, I did. I said that to him.
Yeah.
I said, what, your uncle get you the job? You haven't fired you yet?
This is the biggest thing in sports history.
And they call Lenny Clark.
And they call Lenny Clark in about Spygate.
We go to the game the next day.
For the motivational speaker.
We go to the game the next day, and we crush San Diego, and they give me the game ball.
Nice.
Really?
Yeah. One of my prizes.
I love that. Don't you know where to hit the delete button?
A lot of people have Nobel Prizes. I hit the game ball.
That's good. That's really good.
Oh, I love it.
I love that story. Oh, it's only Bill Belichick.
I love Bill.
Well, that is tough, though. You got quite a hierarchy there. John Henry might have left John Henry for Bill. But with Steve Martin there.
John Henry, I got to tell you, I love John Henry.
Okay. Because he's getting a little bad press lately for not spending for the Red Sox. I'm just saying.
Listen, sometimes I mention John Henry's name, people go, ooh, and I go, ooh. And how many World Series did we win before John Henry came to town? You stupid son of a bitch. Well, he's not spending the money. He's got you. How many we won? Four World Series?
Three.
We've won three World Series. And before that, it was 1912. You know,
our lifetime.
Because we lost. We're losers. We were big losers. John Henry comes in and we're winners. He didn't ever lose a winner. And you know where you are? You're a loser. And you're never going to be on John Henry's jet. You're never going to be on his yacht. You're never going to be invited to his house, which. It's half the size of Brooklyn.
You're never going to get your pants pressed.
You'll never get your pants pressed.
No.
And if you do, you got to put the L on your forehead. Have you been on his jet in his boat? Boat?
Oh, God. Incredible.
Did you bring your wife?
Little boat?
Did you bring your wife on? Was she impressed?
Well, the wife was impressed with the boat.
Yeah.
No, not a little boat. Big boat.
I'm kidding. I'm kidding.
Oh, no.
I can't imagine he has a little boat.
No. It's us being facetious, as they say.
You know, there's so many great things I'd like to say about John Henry.
Go ahead.
But he prefers me.
You don't have to say anything?
Yeah. Well,
he's kind of a secret guy
he's
anyway,
a very
right?
Private man. Yeah. Bob Kraft is even though he's open, he's a very private guy. You know what I mean?
Can you tell Bob Kraft to change up his outfit?
No.
Oh,
now,
okay.
What happened?
never mind. I'll call him later.
I spoke with Bob after Putin stole his ring.
Oh, tell us that story.
I can't.
Oh,
okay.
But I mean, it was.
You know that story where Kraft they had the Patriots and Kraft was being. He wanted to show him what the ring was like.
I think he was doing business in Russia.
Yeah.
You know, and it was in a private meeting,
and he's showing off his ring.
He said to him. Bob, that's a very beautiful ring. He said, oh, yeah, look at that. And Putin tried it on. He said, thank you. And he walked through the doors, and the doors closed, and the meeting was over. And Bob was in shock. Wait a minute. What, you don't understand. That's my heart and soul. That's my name. I'll give him one. I'll have one made.
But that's mine. That's mine.
But that one, I really need that one. And they go, it would be good for business. It'd be good for everyone. Goodbye. And that was it. The ring's gone.
Is it still gone?
I don't know. I don't ask questions like that. You know.
Oh my God! Let me at him. I got to ask a million questions.
It's a touch. Yeah, but I mean, this
I don't
is
think
why,
it ever got.
This
surfaced.
Is why I sit in his booth. This is why I'm at his house for the party because I don't ask. I don't ask any. Of them.
I would last 1 minute, right?
No, you know, they would smile and probably. You know, I mean,
get this girl, get the hook.
You know who's a great owner? Wick.
Wick.
I'm sorry.
Phenomenal. I mean, I've known him. Since like the week he bought the Celtics,
really
we've been friends, Emmett Bags. I was on a fun bus with every movie Lenny Clark had ever done.
Really,
and it was just the three of us. It was unbelievable. We came over on the ferry and got on the bus, and we went to a golf tournament. And we've been friends since the very first. And I was telling everybody, there's a guy who's going to turn it all around. He's going to, and he did.
He did.
You know?
He did.
And now,
and he keeps doubling down.
Now.
Yeah,
Jeremy Jacobs.
Do you know him at all?
I met him. He's a nice fella, but I'm friends with the son,
Charlie. Remember we ended up, you, me, and Mike. I think we ended up at some ninth floor of the garden.
Oh yeah,
remember whose steak?
Steaks.
Someone came in and said
you had steaks at the garden.
Well, they asked for steaks, and you know the person came in and says, "Well, we don't have any steaks. We only have one steak left, and that's for Charlie Jacobs." He says, "I'll take it."
we had steaks.
I'll take it.
We had steaks one night.
I'll take it.
Well, the president of Garden at the time asked us to come to a game. I said, of course. So there was a steak guy. He came at a big presentation, and they had the birth and death day of the steak we were eating.
No.
Yeah.
I've never
certified.
Heard of that.
No. Certified.
Wow.
That was when it was born.
What was the steak's name?
I know. I don't want my steaks too personalized. Right. I got to tell you that.
You know, it could have been bossy. Uh-oh.
Looks like we're
Well, we're closing up. We got to go because you know what? The real estate house party is rare. Like a steak.
Yeah.
And we only do it once a week. And we'll be back. I had the same shirt on for last week. I've been on a little bender. I love
bye,
you.
Bye.
Thanks for joining us. This is
Real Estate House Party. Go nuts and bring back Tony V.
Thanks for joining us. We'll see you next week.
Bye.
On the Real Estate House Party. Lenny Clark, you're the best. Kathy Oldsall, you're the best. Bye-bye.
The views and opinions expressed by the hosts, guests, or callers of this program do not necessarily reflect the opinions of the Studio 21, Podcast Cafe, the United Podcast Network, its partners or affiliates.